think it's going to be as obvious as you might think it is.
Yeah, exactly.
There's going to be some interesting names in there.
Yep.
Coming up on the morning show at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. An appeals court says an abortion pill can stay on the market, but there are restrictions. Here's CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The court struck down a Texas ruling that barred use of the drug, but at the same time, it said the drug cannot be dispensed by mail. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says abortion opponents should temper their approach.
We can win this issue at the ballot box if we show up with reasonable positions.
The drug was approved by the FDA more than 20 years ago and is the most commonly used method of abortion in the U.S. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Boating is, of course, a huge pastime here in Florida, but this week rescue boats have been floating on the streets of Fort Lauderdale, picking up people stuck after 20 inches of rain and massive flooding. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez.
Some South Florida streets resembled rivers Wednesday.
I've never seen this much rain.
Leaving cars either stuck, nearly submerged, or even abandoned. Inundated roads force people to wade through knee-high waters, some even plunging in just to cross the street.
Fort Lauderdale International Airport has been shut down since yesterday. It's supposed to reopen in about 4 hours. Schools in Broward County, Florida, are closed today. The White House isn't commenting specifically in a Washington Post report that says the recent leaks of classified documents came from somebody who worked at a military base. Press Secretary Jean-Pierre.
This is something that we are taking very seriously. There is an ongoing investigation. DOD has taken steps to restrict access to these documents, and definitely don't want to get ahead of what's currently happening.
A North Korean missile launch means a close call for Japan. CBS's Lucy Kraft is in Tokyo.
Prime Minister Kishida spoke briefly to reporters following warnings that a North Korean ballistic missile was headed for the vicinity of Hokkaido, Japan's northern island. Kishida said, "We've confirmed the missile did not land on Japanese territory." This year, North Korea has continued to test its weapons at a record-breaking pace.
California Senator Dianne Feinstein has been off the job during an extended recovery for shingles. Two fellow Democrats say she should resign. Feinstein is the oldest member of Congress at age 89. Fellow Californian Nancy Pelosi says it sounds a lot like ageism and sexism.
I've never seen them go after a man who was sick in the Senate in that way.
In Colombia, officials say a hippopotamus descended from a herd owned by the late drug kingpin Pablo Escobar has been killed after colliding with an SUV. Nobody in the vehicle was hurt. On Wall Street, S&P futures are down a fraction. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Every piece of land has a story. Some right there is behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor, like the Upshaws.
This is my tractor, Penny. It's all about attention to detail.
But the Nelsons love cruising around their expansive Montana ranch in their John Deere Gator UV.
We've been here since 1868.
While the Caggianos drive a John Deere zero-turn mower to keep their Long Island Brewery looking sharp.
Don't call me, don't bother me. I'm going out to mow for a couple hours.
Run with us and start telling your story. Learn more at johndeere.com/radio.
From town councils to Capitol Hill, agents who are realtors are advocating for what's right. We're working to increase affordable housing supply and ensure fair housing for all. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
When you're trying to hire and fill open jobs, the searching, screening, and interviewing can become its own job. You need Indeed, their powerful hiring platform that makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire quality people. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Welcome to the morning show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Got Seth and James here with you. We're hoping to be joined by our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center any moment right now.
Yes. I wonder if Paul dialed the wrong number again. I know he did that.
It did happen to him once, yeah. I could try to be Paul. I could try. It's 58 out.
Yeah, there you
There's
go.
There's a lot of sunshine. See some birds.
Yeah. See, traffic is there. Oh, wait, that's not weather.
Not a ton of wind. Then, well, the flag is moving a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
That's not very accurate. Seth, would you mind going outside and licking your finger and putting it in
putting it up to the wind there? Yeah.
If we are able to, we'll, of course, be joined by the best in the business, our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Otherwise, if they are busy, we understand.
That's fine.
That job comes first.
Yep.
We will get into some fun things. There he is. And well, joining us now, live and direct, our good friends of the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning again.
How's it going over there?
Pretty well. How about yourself?
Doing good here, doing good here, and especially with these temperatures, Paul. How is it looking for now into the weekend?
Yeah, you won't be thanking me as much for the weekend out here. But we'll focus on the short term.
Good idea.
Yeah, we're going to another mild start out there today, and another sunny, warm day today here. Our high is about 83. With a south-southwest wind, 10 to 15. Clear tonight, 54, still around 80. Friday, still more sunshine with those south breezes continuing, mid-50s Friday night. And then this next area of low pressure starts to bring some showers our way on Saturday, as the highs still stay in the mid-70s, a couple thunderstorms with some of that as well to start off the weekend. 37, showers Saturday night. And then, so again, a Sunday, we'll still see some more rain shower activity. Could start to mix with snow as we get towards late Sunday, Sunday night, maybe turning over to a little wet snow Sunday night. After a high of 45 Sunday, 31 with that rain, turning to some snow Sunday night, some light snow showers, possible Sunday night. And then looks like we'll see Monday's highs back to about 47 with lingering clouds, some breaks of sun. And then back to 57 with partly sunny skies Tuesday. But, definitely seeing those spring temperature swings here coming up here through the next several days.
Yep. I don't think you can put the windbreaker away just yet.
No.
Yeah, we can't completely put all that stuff away yet.
Yeah. We appreciate you, Paul. We'll get people ready for the weekend tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good.
Have a good day.
You too.
Best in the business right there. Our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center, appreciate them joining us. Always a good time talking with them. And yes, very understandable that it is kind of what we figured would happen.
Man, this weather is like, you turn around, break your neck, changes so quick, man.
The Midwest. The Midwest and weather.
Yeah.
Yes. It is gumbo. Weather is gumbo here.
Especially this time of year. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're going to get into Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club in just a little bit. And, of course, we'll have Melissa's news. After that, I want to get into the 10 scams that always fool people. I think that would be an interesting one to touch on and maybe bring some light to some of these things.
That's a good idea.
Right now, Ranker.com put a list together of the basically the toughest movie characters to kill. and I thought this was kind of interesting. For the record, some of these characters were eventually killed. But, you know, just who were the toughest to and everything.
Right, exactly.
We're going to look at the top 10, and then I want some honorable mentions. And as I brought up earlier, this is audience participation is allowed with this.
Yeah.
Of course, it's always allowed.
Please.
424-2600. Feel free to call up and join the conversation. We'd love to talk with you about
it. Yeah.
So, right at number 10, Snake Plissken from Escape from New York. Kurt Russell, of course.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, pretty indestructible in that movie.
And then later, the far inferior Escape from L.A., which wasn't nearly as good. But again, he survives. Snake Plissken goes.
He did survive. Yeah. One eye and all.
By the way, Snake Plissken, what a name.
John
Carpenter, man. How'd you get away with that, man?
Definitely one of my favorites on this list. Number 9, Wesley from The Princess Bride.
Oh, I didn't. Wow, he made the list. I didn't think he would.
They could not kill Wesley.
No, they couldn't. They could not.
Arguably one of my favorite parts of the movie is the ending and him laying there in the bed and insulting him.
Prince Humperdinck.
God, it's good. Carrie Elwes. One of my favorites of all time.
He's so good.
As you were. How about this? Number 8, The Wet Bandits in Home Alone.
Oh, my God. You know, I didn't think about that, but the abuse they take in those two movies.
Yes.
It's insane. And yet they still survive.
Yeah, he didn't, didn't kill him.
It should have.
You would have, in real life.
They would have been broken bones.
In real life, that movie had been over in 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yep. especially a house like that in northern Chicago. You'd call the cops, will be there in 5 seconds. Yeah, yeah. There's no way that movie lasts more than 20 minutes in normal time.
Yeah, exactly.
Not to mention when the police show up and they call, you know, child services and everything because
right.
they left the kid. That's a whole different movie. Whole different movie. Ethan Hunt comes in at number 7 from Mission Impossible. Of course, one of those characters that went from TV shows to movies.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You know, I forgot that's what he was called. I just associate him so much with Tom Cruise. They might as well just call him Tom Cruise, you know.
Basically. And with those movies, Tom Cruise like took that to a whole other level, because I'm not sure that character can be killed. Like, I don't think Tom Cruise would allow it.
No, probably not.
I don't think, like, even if it's, oh, this is the last Mission Impossible movie we're doing, they're doing a two-parter, and it's supposed to be the last ones or whatever, I would bet money that Ethan Hunt doesn't die in it.
No.
Like, no. No.
No.
The bride in Kill Bill, of course, played by Uma Thurman.
Oh, wow. I hadn't thought about that either.
Pretty indestructible.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yep.
The name, you will always remember the name of Captain Jack Sparrow. Jack Sparrow comes in at number 5, Pirates of the Caribbean. I don't know if he belongs that high on the list, but I would say that he definitely, you know, survived some things.
Well, and for him, that's, I think maybe the reason he gets a little bit higher rating is that people deliberately try to kill him.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, they leave him on deserted islands. Yes, they leave him on all these things. They try to deliberately do it. So maybe that's why.
Here's another one, too. The personal damage that Jack has done to himself.
Well,
like Jack almost seems like he's trying to kill himself in some
way. That's true. Very accidentally, but yes.
Yeah, yes, yeah. Yes. maybe my favorite on the list, just because I like it so much, but just because I love that they included this. Number 4, The Black Knight in Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Melia Fleshwound.
Oh, my gosh. That one.
3 out of 5.
That one cuts closer to actually, because he does. He loses limbs and everything, but he's still alive.
Yeah. Still alive. Still kicking. Not many people know this. That Black Knight, still doing his thing.
Yeah, he's still
near that shrubbery doing his thing. I mean, he don't stop anybody.
No, like, no, but he just shouts out. And
he doesn't even stop squirrels. Like, squirrels, like, he'll yell at them. And
but that's
nothing.
It.
They just keep going. I love that it's on that list. Number 3, Indiana Jones.
Wow, you know, okay, this is a guy who survived a nuclear blast in a refrigerator.
So true.
So, I get he's got to be up at the top of the list. Oh, he really does. So,
oh, that's bad. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I think he would have been number 1 on the list if it wasn't for the last movie that came out.
Mm.
But number 2 on the list, Bond. James Bond.
Yeah, he's got to be near the top.
You got to put him up there.
You do.
I mean,
you do.
The reincarnation of him and being played by different characters.
Yeah.
I hate spoilers, so I don't want to say anything. But it's
been out for a couple years now. I think.
The last James Bond has been out for more than a year or two,
at least,
right?
Yeah, yeah. I think you're okay.
If you haven't seen it yet and you don't want it to be spoiled, then just tune out right now.
Yep.
Earmuffs,
cover
all
up your
that
ears.
Stuff
yeah,
and everything.
Yeah.
The last one, it was Daniel Craig's last movie. Everybody knew that it was the last time he was going to play Bond. I'm watching it mainly because of that, and I've really enjoyed it. And I've seen every single James Bond movie because my papa loves those movies. So I'm watching it, and they end it, and I can't believe it. Like, I had to rewind to watch it again because they killed James Bond.
Wow.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
And I warned you all. I warned you all.
Mm-hmm.
I warned everybody multiple times. Don't hit me up with spoilers or anything, because I warned you.
It's been out for a couple. You're fine. You're
I
fine
hate spoilers,
too.
Man.
I know you do, but you're okay.
But I couldn't believe that. They never have come even close to that. Like,
no.
Pierce Brosnan was the first time we saw James Bond really get beat up.
Yeah, right.
I'm not talking about, you know, Sean Connery and GoldenEye and stuff.
The laser and stuff.
The laser,
like, yeah.
Those kind of things that we all knew he was going to get out of.
Yeah, right.
Nobody thought Connery was going to get sliced in two there. especially... Bad guys, quit telling people how you're going to do this.
Stop.
Just do it.
Stop doing that.
Stop doing it. I was shocked by that. It's been a long time since a movie kind of like rocked me like that. Like, I was, whoa.
Yeah.
Didn't see that coming. And it's because it's such an indestructible character. It's such a character that you just assume is always going to survive, always going to live.
Can I take a quick side trip here with Bond? Because I'm just, and this won't take too long, but I'm just curious about where the Bond series went when Daniel Craig took over as Bond. They did change it. I mean, the whole feel became very different, became more serious, and all these things.
Came less about the gadgets.
Yeah, exactly. I wonder, because I'm thinking about the one Bond film that is very from earlier that's very different from all the other ones, and that's from On Her Majesty's Secret Service.
Oh, yeah.
Which was the one George Lazenby played, the one time he played Bond.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like that. It was a more serious, it has a very downbeat ending. And I think people weren't ready for it then.
Yeah.
They wanted their Bond, you know, to be cool and get through
every
everything.
Movie ending with him and the woman. Yeah. The fade out and everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That was a very different ending. And I wonder if we had to wait for a couple of decades before we could get to the point where he could be more serious.
I think GoldenEye was the first one to start getting closer
it
to
did,
where it is now.
Yeah.
And it's not that those movies are bad. The endings were bad or anything. You have to adjust to modern times.
Yeah, exactly.
People will laugh at that ending nowadays.
They would. That's ridiculous.
Shred it.
Yeah.
You know, now you need that. And number one on the list, John Wick. People keep asking me if I'm back. Yeah, I think I'm back. Love those movies. Absolutely love Keanu Reeves. Love those movies. I think they're great. The cool thing about those to me, similar a little bit to some of these other ones, you see an arc of a character. Mm-hmm. You see a character beginning and ending, and you see the growth of that. And at the same time, I think out of all the names on this list, there's nobody who's got a bigger body count than John Wick. and it's literally insane what they pull off movies. It's so much. Every once in a while, when it's done right, action can be artful. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, the movie Hero. I recommend both of those to anybody who hasn't seen them.
The first Matrix, I would say.
Absolutely.
One of those.
Bullet time alone is artistic.
Yeah.
You have 1,000 cameras in a circle, and you're taking a shot from each one of those. That's art.
Yeah.
But the John Wick movies, especially the first one and the last one, I will say, complete like action art. Like, if you would dig that kind of thing. Any names on this list that you're thinking of that you didn't see, possibly? I think when you continue at ranker.com, I see Marv from Sin City, played by Mickey Rourke.
Which is hilarious, because he does die in the comics.
He does,
So that, I don't know if I could do that one.
Red from Pineapple Express, that was played by Danny McBride. For those that haven't seen that, you really do think he's dead. Like half the time in the movie, and he just keeps coming back. Catwoman from Batman Returns. That's a good name.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. Anything else on there?
No, not really. No. A pretty good list. Any names you can think of, though?
Yeah, I'm really taxing my brain here. I'm trying to think of any. Well, I guess you could kind of put Schwarzenegger's Terminator character in there.
I think that's a good one.
Because of the different, you know, the several films that he was in as that one. And that one where a couple of times you thought he was done, but he would, you know, well, he's an android too, I suppose. He's not human.
Yeah.
So I guess maybe that precludes him from being on this list. But
I would say Batman and the Joker. I think those are two that have never been killed off.
No.
But I want to extend this a little bit more because they didn't include TV characters.
Oh.
And I think if they had, I have your one and two.
Oh, okay.
I think I have the one and two when it comes to TV characters. Possibly. I'm open to adjusting the list.
Okay.
Number two, Homer James Simpson. Prove me wrong, people. Prove me wrong. Homer has survived literally everything. Like, the man has, you name it, it has happened to him. Shot, stabbed, falling off the Springfield Gorge, just a billion dang things. And Homer still looks the same, still bopping, still doing his thing. And number one on the list, we just talked about it yesterday, the Roadrunner.
The Roadrunner.
The Roadrunner, right. Never, even when he did get caught, he didn't get eaten. One time.
Wile E. Coyote has apparently either died or been at serious injury.
There's another,
every one
so
himself.
So I guess it could be 1-2 there. It could be a little Batman Joker-like. Yes, it could be a little like 1-2. I like that. Send your ideas, your names to us, WFHR.com. You can go ahead and email us right at Facebook. Just go in there, type in WFHR, and send it to us there.
I totally just got a couple that popped into my brain, and I can't believe I didn't think about this before. Maybe it's because they were comedies and they weren't considered The Three Stooges.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And Laurel and Hardy.
Yeah, yeah.
How many times?
Wow. Yeah, great ones, yes. Heck, I mean, the Three Stooges especially. Even as a kid, there were some of the things they did. And like, they didn't hold back.
No,
like,
they didn't.
Especially when they were hitting each other with boards. Like, they were not, like, doing this, like, fakey or anything like that. Yeah, it's a great list. Yeah. That was a lot of fun. Again, you can go ahead and send us your suggestions or your answers at, go to Facebook, direct message us on there, or you can go ahead and email us like any of the other things we talk about here. You go. Mm-hmm. We're always looking for your feedback, everybody.
Yeah.
James.Maloff@civicmedia.us. Take a break, come back, and do some celebrating with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show at WFHR.
Friends come in all shapes and sizes. Pet of the Week is brought to you by the Kellner Club and the Southwood County Humane Society. What can you expect at the Kellner Club? Of course, cold beer and good drinks. Music, too. It's always a blast. Kellner Club is the headquarters of Midwest Nice, the place where you get together with friends and meet new ones, too. The kind that are happy to see the millionth photo you took of your dog. Adopt, then stop and show your new friends at the Kellner Club a picture of your new pet. Kellner Club, 4111 80th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Clear skies today with daytime highs approaching 83. Southwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight. Lows level off around 54. Highs level off around 79. Tomorrow, mainly clear. Chance for scattered storms Saturday. Chance for scattered showers on Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 57.
It's time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, it's the segment where we get to celebrate you and talk about our great friends over at Misty's. If you're hungry, treat yourself. Get on over there. They're open till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. And if you are celebrating a birthday today or any of these days coming up, Seth, what will they get?
Pie.
Pie.
Need I say more? Pie.
Free pie.
Free pie.
Free pie just for having a birthday. And not only free pie, but Brian's pie.
Yes.
Brian is so good at that stuff.
Two of the most glorious words in the English language, free pie.
Yes, yes. we do have to bring attention to this. We have our March winner, Tracy Lee Dean, who we have still not heard from. Today's kind of the last day.
I think we need
tomorrow,
to do that,
yeah. I'm gonna pull a new winner tomorrow if we don't hear from Tracy. Understandable. It's nothing against, anybody. This is a good thing in many ways. Our listenership has opened up. We've got people from all over listening now.
Yeah,
so sometimes we're going to have some birthdays from people that aren't necessarily in the area.
Right.
And that'll happen, and we'll just get ourselves a local and, correct it. For today, Seth doesn't have to do any work because we just have the one name on the list.
All right.
Want to wish a very happy birthday to Kimberly Marie Espinoza.
Oh, Kimberly, happy birthday.
Kim is a lifetime friend of the family of my family.
Okay.
Her and my sister go way back. Kim's awesome, a fantastic mom, works as a tax agent here in town and does a great job at it.
Cool. Yeah.
I'm wishing you a great birthday, Kim.
Enjoy yes, indeed.
Your day. Yep. Get us your birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We want to celebrate with you. Send them to info@WFHR.com. You can send it to any of our staff here, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us, or direct message us on Facebook. That's how a lot of our listeners do. We don't mind that at all.
No,
that's
at
fine. All we want is your birthdays and anniversaries. Smoke signals, Morse code. You want to yell it at your radio. however you got to do it, get us your birthdays and anniversaries.
Before we get into the celebrities, I do want to say one thing, because it just occurred to me, and I don't know why, it just hit me now. Is there any other station in Wisconsin that does this?
Huh.
Is there any other station? I know there's none in the area.
None in the area.
That do birthdays like this, anniversaries, this kind of thing. Where else are you going to get this?
Yeah, I don't think
nowhere else.
No.
You're not going to get it anywhere else. That's why people in Finland love it.
Yes, yes. I think it's a throwback, and it's a good, it's one of those ones that sticks. That still works with people. People like this segment. People enjoy this stuff.
We've done it so long. It's just kind of sometimes you think, wait a minute, this is kind of cool that we still do this, right?
Agreed. And you're right. I'm so close to it. I don't think about it all the time. But it is really cool that we get to still do this. It's not just celebrating a birthday or anniversary. We're getting to celebrate you out there.
Yeah.
We're getting to, you are a part of the show. You're interacting with the show.
Exactly.
You are a part of things. And even if it's a stranger's name, you may not know Kim or anything like that, but you feel a connection to that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a local person we're celebrating.
Exactly.
It could just as well be you, which is why we encourage you to send us your birthday. birthdays and anniversaries.
For the salesman.
Yeah. Looking at the celebrity list, Allison Williams is 35, Gemma in the Megan movies, Maureen on Girls, Rose in Get Out. Good actor.
Mm-hmm.
Good actor. I believe she's, is she Brian Williams' daughter? Yeah, yeah. She's Brian Williams is her dad. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Glenn Hawthorne is 47. Disgraced Harvard professor Jack Griffin on AP Bio, but I think a lot of people know him as Dennis in Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, really? I didn't even know that.
He's also one of the co-creators of Always Sunny in Philadelphia, oh. Co-writers. Mm. Him and the rest of the gang worked those shows together. He's great. He's very funny. This is funny. A couple of names that have come up this week are showing up here.
Okay.
Lou Bega is 48 today.
Mambo number 5.
Just, you know, make sure to listen to Mambo's 1 through 4 before you go into Mambo number 5. It's just not going to make any sense otherwise.
If you want to listen to Mambo number 5, the original from the 1950s, and you don't want to hear Lou Bega's, you know, rap or whatever he does over it, go check that out because it's actually a really cool tune.
It is
tune.
A really good song. Yeah. I love that style of jazz. I love that style of music. If I was Lou Bega at this point in my career, I would literally come out with Mambo's 1 through 4. Just
why not?
You know, take a shot. See what happens.
See what
Maybe
happens.
Maybe you get a hit or two. Maybe you make a couple bucks off it. But what's going to hurt? It's not going to. Is it going to bring down the Lou Bega legacy? No, I don't.
I don't think so.
I feel like you might as well take your shot.
Yep.
And Mambo number 3, everybody. Ricky Schroeder is 53.
Wow.
NYPD Blue, of course, got his start from Silver Spoons. Haven't seen him in a long time, though.
I don't know what he's up to. Yeah, what is he up to?
I was surprised to see him on NYPD Blue, and after that, I thought, oh, well, he'll probably continue to work. Just haven't seen him since.
Mm-hmm.
Caroline Ray is 59, former host of The Biggest Loser and actor.
She is, I love Caroline Ray, very one of the funniest people. If you've ever had a chance to hear her stand-up or her being just, I mean, she was on Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
She was
that's
really
where I first
there.
Saw her.
Yeah.
She was the voice of Phineas and Ferb's mom
on
Phineas and Ferb.
Yeah, yeah.
And so she's been around. She's done a lot of really cool projects. So.
I remember seeing her on A&E's A Night at the Improv and really enjoying her voice. Mm-hmm. I like her voice a lot. And she's just a very great.
She's funny.
Yeah, she's very, very funny person. Yep. A great TV mom, too.
Yes.
Like, very good at that. Wonderful gentleman who could not be kinder. Max Weinberg is 72 today. Obviously, E Street Band member, drummer for them for a long time, and Conan O'Brien drummer. Max was the first person I met my first day at work on the show. Mm-hmm. And I go in and I'm grabbing all these, you know, I had nothing to drink for like the night before. I was just so thirsty. So I was looking for a bottle of water and I'm going there and there's this guy in this nice pinstripe suit and he's got his back to me. And I go for this water and I bump into him when I do it. And immediately I'm thinking this is an executive. This is like one of the producers. This is the first day on set and everything. And I've like knocked water on the one of the producers or something. It's him. And he looks at me and he's like, hey, I haven't seen you before. And just started talking my ear off. He's pointing out all the lights and like where the producers sit and all these things. Like the guy gave me a tour almost just from standing there next to the donuts and stuff.
Oh my gosh.
And didn't even know me. He didn't know what I was even doing there. Like he didn't know. I didn't tell him. Like I said, my name's James. I didn't tell him I was a writer or anything.
Yeah, right.
I just said James and he jumped into this, you know, telling me about all this stuff and the history of the building and, oh, you got to check out the lot. Great guy.
Well, I'm
great
sure
guy.
They see, and a show like that, they see lots of new faces. You know, people come in and out and everything like that. But the fact that he was willing to do that, I mean, that's very cool. He didn't have to do that. He didn't have to do that to you at all.
He
didn't know
cool.
you from Adam.
Very self-deprecating, too. Like, Conan and them put him through the ringer, and he would just do anything for a bit.
I'm thinking very specifically of some 90s shows where they had him do some things that would not be appropriate anymore.
Not at all. The great, the wonderful, I will even say legend, Ron Perlman is 73 today.
Oh, man.
Clay Morrow on Sons of Anarchy, Hellboy, of course, iconic characters. He's done a lot of cameo kind of roles in many things. Mm-hmm. He's an incredible voice actor. But I remember him, and I remember him from all these roles, but I really remember him. My mom and I, one of our things that we would do to bond and hang, we'd watch shows together.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Usually only an hour or two, but we'd watch some shows together.
Yep.
and she liked Moonlighting. That was one of her shows. Another one was Beauty and the Beast. She loved that show. And for the longest time as a kid, I'd see this guy playing Beast, and I always admire actors that can work through makeup, can work through a mask, and still show you expression, still give you whatever it is to, you know. Our greatest asset as an actor is our expressions, is our face. And to have a mask over that or to have all these prosthetics, how do you work through that? Mm-hmm. Seeing somebody like Ron Perlman do that at a young age with old school prosthetics, not the stuff that we got nowadays and everything like that, blew me away. I will die on this hill. Ron Perlman is an incredible actor, the way he has been able to pull that stuff off and the career he's had.
He is one of those guys that, everything you said about him with the prosthetics and everything, 100%. He's probably one of the best, I think, there's ever been with that. Mm. At the same time, he has got a face that you do his regular face. Yeah. You will not forget it. He is not what you call conventionally handsome.
Mm-hmm.
He is not. Mm-hmm. But it's a striking face.
Yes.
You will never forget that face if you see it in, you know, all the other shows he's been on and all this stuff, even without prosthetics. And you are so right. I think you're right. He is a legend.
The Reverend Al Green is 77 today. We were just talking about
him. We were just talking about him yesterday.
One of the greatest voices you'll ever hear. Yeah. Let's Stay Together. Yeah. I mean, just there's so many good Al Green songs. There's a couple of them I'm thinking of right now. But yeah. I'm going to be listening to some Al Green.
Yeah, too. That's a good idea.
I'm definitely going to be listening
to some
Al Green. Yeah, right on.
Make you feel good.
Some people no longer with us, like Tony Dow would have been 78 today, born in 1945, passed away in 2022. Wally on Leave It to Beaver.
Oh, hey, Wally.
A great legendary actor. Paul Sorvino would have been 84 today, passed away in 39, also died in 2022. Mira Sorvino's dad, Paulie on Goodfellas, had a great role in the Romeo and Juliet movie, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic actor. A lot of us remember him from Law and Order as well. He was one of the original detectives on Law and Order.
He was only on it for one season, but man, he was good. Yeah, he was one of the police officers.
Lyle Wagner, born in this day in 1935, passed away in 2020. Steve Trevor on Wonder Woman, and an original on the Carol Burnett Show. In 1973, he became the first centerfold for Playgirl, too.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that. That was interesting.
Lyle Wagner was the straight man on the Carol Burnett Show. Yeah. He was the big, dumb, handsome guy, you know, that would always be the butt of everyone's jokes.
Yeah.
But he was a good actor. I have a very soft spot for Lyle Wagner because he is in one of my favorite episodes of Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Oh.
He was in the 1966 movie Catalina Caper, which was the last of the beach movies. And he plays a mean, you know, heavy. He's one of the bad guys in it. And some of the jokes that the guys make on it are just hilarious
that. I can't wait.
I have a soft spot for Lyle Wagner.
It's okay. I got to rewatch that
one.
Don Adams, born in this day in 1923, passed away in 2005. Comedy legend.
That's right, 99.
Nice. Agent 86 on Get Smart.
Yep.
The voice of Inspector Gadget.
Yep.
The voice of Tennessee Tuxedo. Don Adams, one of the guys that I have always looked up to. Don Adams got kind of pigeonholed and typecasted as Agent 86.
He did.
And he took that and not only went into voice acting, which is something we've seen a lot of actors do since, but turned it that, okay, you're going to stereotype me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, fine, I'll do that kind of character, but I'm going to make a ton of money off of it, and I'm going to do it in voice acting.
Exactly.
With the Inspector Gadget and the Tuxedo, you know, and all these characters.
Not a lot of people did that.
Yeah.
Because a lot of actors at the time, you know, voice work, that's the dregs of the acting world, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But no, he did it. And like you said, he made a ton of money doing it.
And such a great, face. Like, what I was saying before about facial expressions, so many good facial expressions where you believe. Like, is he really that? Is he, Don Adams, very smart guy.
Yes.
And a great actor. Hillel Slovak, born in this day in 1962, passed away in 88. The original Red Hot Chili Peppers guitarist.
Oh.
Such an amazing guitar player.
Wow. Yeah.
So good. Mm-hmm. So darn good.
If you listen to their early work, I mean, that's good stuff.
Sweet Little Ditty is an instrumental that he did, and it is just beautiful. It was stolen by that Butterfly song and that horrible group and everything. I can't handle. But if you listen to the original song, it's one of the most beautiful instrumentals you will ever hear in your life.
Mm-hmm.
I will put my name on that. It is awesome. It's on, I think the Red Hot Chili Peppers' first album, I believe.
Okay. Well, that's going way back.
And it's all his composing and his guitar and everything. It's really good. The great Butch Cassidy, born in this day in 1866, passed away in 1908.
Somewhere in South America. We're not sure where.
Yep, still hiding out. Still hiding out. Thomas Jefferson, of course, we mentioned early in our show, born in this day in 1743, passed away in 1826, author of the Declaration of Independence, third president of the United States.
Died on the 4th of July.
Yeah. And one more time, happy birthday to Kim. Happy birthday and anniversary to everybody out there celebrating.
Yeah.
Stick around for Melissa's news. Otherwise, we encourage you to head on over to Misty's Menu and treat yourself. They're open till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week, 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. A large wildfire burned over 100 acres yesterday in Juneau County, not contained until 8:30 p.m. People were evacuated and structures were lost. The Jack Pine area remained evacuated overnight and fire crews were on hand to mop up and patrol. Fires broke out in several other areas across the state yesterday, including a 3-acre fire near Plover Pine Village Mobile Home Park. The fire was contained quickly and no one was hurt. Central and southern Wisconsin are again under a red flag warning today, and conditions are still serious. Low humidity and gusty winds make for critical fire conditions. The red flag warning is in effect until 8 p.m. tonight. Flood warnings are issued for Adams County at Castle Rock Dam until Sunday afternoon. Water is running high in all rivers across the state as snow melts with the warm temperatures. Minor flooding is forecast in low-lying areas near rivers. The Wisconsin River is expected to fall below flood stage Saturday evening and continue falling until Wednesday night. If you encounter a flooded road, turn around, don't drown. Most flood deaths occur in vehicles. A fight between two groups of teenagers closed the skate park in Wisconsin Rapids after only being open for one day. News 9 reports they spoke with people who were at the scene right after the fight happened. It seems that someone had pepper spray and further threats were made, including mentions of guns. Law enforcement stepped in and closed the park. It's set to reopen soon, but community members have expressed concerns about how to keep the park safe for young kids and families. Strep throat is making the rounds. It's concerning because there's a shortage of the common strep treatment drug amoxicillin. Some strep cases can be severe and even fatal. This year, more age groups are being affected beyond young children, including adults. Strep throat must be treated with an antibiotic, or it can develop into a more serious infection. If you have symptoms, get tested. Some pharmacies are offering rapid strep tests, and if positive, can give you a medication without a doctor's visit. Pharmacists are finding solutions around the amoxicillin shortage. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on your locally grown radio station.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crust Buster Crockett, and I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett Septic Pumper Trucks come a-rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Hoo-wee! They sure do a good job keeping your system clean, and Crockett Septic can also take care of your porta-potty rentals, too. Just give them a call, 715-712-3456. Tell them Crust Buster Crockett sent you.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeehaw!
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Clear skies today with daytime highs approaching 83. Southwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight. Lows level off around 54. Highs level off around 79. Tomorrow, mainly clear. Chance for scattered storms Saturday. Chance for scattered showers on Sunday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 57.
Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
It's all good.
Nice.
In fact, it's better than Ezra.
Yeah, it's better than that. It's way better than Ezra. Looking around the house. We hope you're having a great Thursday out there. Happy Friday Eve, everybody.
Yeah.
Seth and James here with you at 8:40 on the clock. And I got here 10 scams that always fool people.
All right.
Let's be honest, anyone can fall for a scam. Mm-hmm. Literally anybody. Mm-hmm. A sign of intelligence is learning from a mistake, not falling for it again.
Exactly.
It doesn't mean that you are less intelligent because you fall for a scam, only if you continue to do so. You know, you got to learn from your mistake.
Exactly.
I've lived on and have always held close to me the phrase, I never lose. I either win or I learn.
Exactly.
I think it's one of the greatest phrases you can carry with you.
Yes.
It takes you a long way. And the sharing of this information, as we talked about with Sheriff Becker many times, as we've talked about with our Rapids Police Department many a times, the way these scammers keep doing what they're doing is relying on shame, not stupidity. Mm-hmm. It's not that you're not being dumb, you're not being stupid or anything like that for falling for these things, but it does compound the fact when you include shame in it.
Yes.
Nobody wants to admit when they've been duped.
No. But we all hate that feeling, right? We've all experienced it. We've all had that time where we've made a mistake. Oh, I feel so stupid. Yeah. And if I think the more we talk about this, it's better to say, you know, hey, everyone can fall. It doesn't matter how smart you are. You can fall for this stuff.
Yeah.
And it's okay to admit it. And then, like you said, learn from it. And then hopefully we can get these jerks, these people out of keep stopping them from doing these dumb scams.
These are cowards, these people. Yeah. And bringing them to light is one of the things that we hope to do with these kind of conversations. There's a thread online where people are talking about scams that people always fall for. Not all of them are 100% bad, but they can be predatory. Mm-hmm. They include, let's see here. We'll go right at the bottom here, we'll start at the top here, I suppose.
Sure.
Taking advantage of the friendliness and gullibility of older people and getting them to give you a give up money or sensitive information. This is sadly, they sometimes get grandparents to take action by pretending that their grandchildren are in trouble or need money for some reason. We've got a That Ain't Right story involving this a little bit later. It's probably the most common scam, or the one that we're most familiar with.
Yeah, it is.
Is these? I would extend QVC into that. I would say that they have gotten enough complaints over a long enough period of time.
Very long period.
That their products are not always what you buy, and that they don't make any bones about it. The people that they're gearing their whole company and their whole industry towards, and everything, and who they're going after, and the way that they pry. Don't you want your grandchildren to have a nice birthday? Don't you want, they need this diamond necklace. Yeah. They need this or whatever and everything. And the way that they kind of do their show, the way that they market their industry.
Right. And I'm not a fan of what they said, big gullibility. I would rather say the more trusting nature of older folks. And unfortunately, that's interesting. I'd never thought about that, about one of the, you know, the shop at home kind of things.
Yeah,
I never thought about that before.
It's not your traditional scam.
No.
It's not you're getting something for your product. Yes, mm-hmm. But do you how often are you getting what you actually think you're buying?
Right.
Matt. When stores write a high price on something, then cross it out and write a fake discount price when that's the normal price all along.
I'm guessing that happens a lot more than we think.
Yeah, and I don't know anybody that really falls for that anymore. In your head, you may be doing the math and feeling like it, but you don't really, like, somebody asks you, hey, did you think you got a deal on that? You're like, no, I know what they're doing.
right. Well, and nowadays, you can check it out. You can look online to see, you can compare. You know, if it's an item that, you know, you're like not so sure about, you're like, you can see what other prices there are out there, so...
This one's tricky. This one's a bit of a gray area, I think. The add a tip line at the end of everything, even if it isn't a service-oriented purchase.
Okay.
So we've talked about this before. Mm-hmm. This is a way of businesses not paying employees enough. They know this is how obvious that businesses know that. I'll just say Subway. I know that's one example. Mm-hmm. You go to Subway at the end. They say, "Do you want to give the person a tip or whatever?" Subway obviously knows they are not paying their employees enough.
Yep.
Why else would they offer a tip?
Right.
No, nobody's offering a tip other than, hey, they do this in what other industries? In waitressing and other industries where we know they're not making a minimum wage,
yeah.
You know, and those things. But at Subway, they're making at least a minimum wage and they're still offering a tip. That doesn't tell you that we're not paying people enough. That doesn't tell you that we haven't adjusted minimum wage in, 40 years
however
or whatever
long it's been
and stuff. Like, I mean, right there, there's businesses are telling you exactly what they don't want you to know. They couldn't make it more obvious.
Yeah. Let's put it this way. Let's flip it around. You are subsidizing the employees of a business when you tip someone. That's what you are doing. And we want to be generous. I mean, in general, people want to tip. They want to be generous. They want to do that. And that's fine. As long as they're also getting paid a living wage.
Yeah.
I don't mind people tipping. I would probably still tip people, even if I knew they were making a living wage. But they have to make it up that way? No, that's wrong. I think that's wrong.
I agree. I have no issue. I've never not tipped.
Exactly.
There's no situation where I've never not tipped, but I don't think that we should be doing that because they're not, because these businesses aren't. They got a lot more money than you and I got.
We are, you hear it constantly on these airwaves. We support local businesses, but local businesses also have to support the community that they're in.
Yeah.
So it's a two-way street.
Now, if you want to get away from capitalism, then it's a whole different conversation. But as far as I know, that's the MO of what we're doing here. That's how this thing works. And you either sink or swim. I'm not trying to be cruel about this. I don't want any business to go out.
Yeah.
But if you do, that's business. That's the way
that's
this
part of
that.
Yep. Yeah,
it's supposed to work. Anyway, and other obvious pyramid schemes, including many multi-level marketing business schemes.
Yeah, pyramid schemes, in other words.
Yeah, all of those. Timeshares shows up on this list at number five.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I would say that it is 80-20, maybe 70-30 as far as what the responses I've heard from people that have had timeshares.
Okay.
I've heard probably 70-80% negative, but I've heard some positives about it. I've heard it work for some people. Very, very small amount of people I've heard it with, but I have heard it work for some. I have never done anything like this, and I'll be honest with the audience. I would never do anything like this. I don't care if I was a billionaire. Yeah. I wouldn't do something like this.
I would think if it's something...
I suppose if I was a billionaire, I'd just buy the
place. It wouldn't matter, yeah.
Sorry,
let's get this realistic here now. I think if you have a very specific idea of like where you want your vacations and that kind of thing, if you know exactly what you want, they can work for you.
Mm-hmm.
I think they can. But I don't think that's for a majority of people.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to work, they need lots of people to do this.
Yeah.
And I just think unless it's something very specific, then no, I don't think it's a good idea.
I don't understand if you're going to do it, why wouldn't... Like, do this, like, especially if you have a close family, do it with family.
That would make sense, right?
My parents, my brother and sister went in on something like this.
Yeah.
We're all family. We know each other's schedules pretty well.
Yeah.
You could probably work it through pretty well, but it always seems like my friend from college I did this with or whatever.
And it never works out right. Yeah.
No, and they wonder why it doesn't work.
Yeah. Would make sense. I think that's another way it would work.
It seems like a way to get that, maybe getting to those locations and saving a couple bucks. While also including your family, because you could also do the whole family there and stuff.
It's just, I don't think it's just for everyone, that's all.
Yeah. Life and business coaching. One person who spent years working for a smaller one claims it's all common info regurgitated from bigger companies, and they aren't experts. It's not new under the sun, people.
No,
like, I laugh so hard at these things because every once in a blue moon there is a conference or there is one of these meetings where the people have something intelligent to give or offer or something like that.
Something useful, right?
More times than not, it's something specifically related. It's a tax issue. It's a this issue.
Mm-hmm.
The more specific, the better. The more likely it is going to be. You know, you're going to get something from this.
Mm-hmm.
But all the other ones are just maybe the Tony Robbins kind of thing or whatever. Of like. Hey, I'm rich. rich. I was born with a silver spoon in my mouth. Let me tell you how you can be rich. You should be born with a silver spoon in your mouth. Like,
but my favorite are those ones, the financial. I mean, favorite in that they're horrible. The financial ones, because they're like, you know, it worked for me. Yeah, because you sold everyone on the idea that you know what you're doing. Yeah. That's why you're rich. Yeah. It wasn't because
you're not. I love the idea of them calling a person a smart businessman because their daddy gave them $1 million when they were 18.
Yeah, right.
And they've been bankrupt 7-8 times. But that's a good businessman. Like,
okay.
We have a different definition of what a good businessman is.
Right.
People making friends with people they don't know who randomly text or call. This can be everything from simply interacting with spam messages to actually befriending people who make it personal. Everyone loves the stories about people celebrating Thanksgiving with people who connected with them because they had a wrong text number. We've done that good story the day of Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But a lot of the time, these are elaborate efforts to con people.
My grandparents, when they were still alive, had something similar like this to happen. Mm-hmm. It was, I mean, they were, of course, now they weren't on social media, but they had a person who entered their lives, so mm-hmm. like a church group or something like that, that seemed to, you know, it's still kind of very murky about what happened with that.
Yeah.
But there was definitely a negative vibe coming off of that.
Yes.
And it seemed, we didn't know, it was very hard to know if they were doing this because they were just wanting to be friends, but it was... Yeah, there was something about it that wasn't kosher, didn't smell right.
This is something I come back to all the time in life, and it's the reason I'm still alive and in this chair. Trust your gut. Trust your gut. And nine times out of ten, it's going to be right. There's a reason why human beings survived the dinosaurs and all these different things. It's our gut instincts. It's our fight or flight. It's you trust that. That is still that's still there in your brain.
At the same time, I don't want people to be jaded. You know, I don't want people to say, no, I don't want any new people in my life because it might be a scammer. No, just be careful. Just be careful about it.
Couldn't agree with that part more. Payday loans. They're evil. Oh. They're evil, but they're also kind of necessary for some people.
Unfortunately, that's the sad part of it.
So I don't think that the payday loan companies necessarily are scam artists any more than I think QVC is a scam artist. But do they do scam-like things in their business? Do they do things that they know they're taking advantage of people but smile at you while you're doing it?
Yeah.
Don't smile at me while you're punching me in the arm. Don't tell me you're doing me a favor while you're stabbing me in the back.
Yeah.
It's not that, like, just own it at least.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we're making money off of you, and we're going to continue to do so because we know you need us.
Right. Well, and, I think you're being a little generous on that because I personally, this is my opinion, I think they're legalized loan sharking.
Oh, God, yeah.
But just like sometimes loan sharking was needed by people, there's a reason there were loan sharks because people needed the money at certain times. But this is just legal. A legal way of doing it.
I don't think there's any statute of limitations on this. That was literally my first job, was running and collecting money for a loan shark.
Wow.
We're collecting money from bets and things like that. I'd run around town and I'd grab with my little paper bag and I'd grab this stuff and everything and come right back. It was a business. It was a lot more upfront and a lot more honest than these payday loan people.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Also on this list, some kinds of insurance. I could see that. And finally, weddings. Because of how insanely expensive they can be, and the businesses that take advantage of this being an event you splurge on.
Yes. 100%.
Now, you could just go to the courthouse, grab yourself some paperwork, and, you know, have yourself a wedding at a nice, open building or whatever or something.
Just did your justice of the peace, and
My sister and her husband, Mac, had their wedding over at Wazicha. It was beautiful.
Nice.
It was great. But there are all these other things, these other factors that come into a wedding and stuff, and I absolutely could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It can get pretty bad pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. Take a break, come back, and we'll wrap up the hour on the morning show at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Daytime highs approaching 83 this afternoon under clear skies, winds out of the southwest 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 54 tonight, highs around 79 tomorrow. High of 75 Saturday with a chance for scattered storms. Chance for scattered showers 49 on Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 64.
Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here at WFHR, where we are a locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you. 8:55 on the clock. I'm going to get you ready for the 9 o'clock hour, where we got a bunch of fun stuff lined up. We're going to kick it off with our friend Madison from the Southwick County Humane Society, have our Pet of the Week. Thank you to the Kellner Club for sponsoring them. Of course, our friends at the Southwick County Humane Society. Mm-hmm. Madison joining us in less than like 10 minutes from now.
Yeah, it's coming.
And after we're talking to Madison, we're going to talk to Marybelle. Marybelle Miller, she is a part of the All-Girls Troop 9118, part of the Boy Scouts, and working for her Eagle Scout badge. She organized a blood drive taking place at Assumption High School. We are going to cover that with her in just a little bit.
Very cool.
For right now, Doritos.
All right.
Doritos, many of us have eaten them. Many of us have loved them. Mm-hmm. Will you eat these? Will you try these?
Okay.
Doritos flavored beef jerky is now a thing that exists in our universe. Frito-Lay partnered with Jack's Link Beef Jerky for a new kind that supposedly is supposed to taste like spicy sweet chili Doritos.
Okay.
They're not doing it with the nacho or Cool Ranch flavors yet, but this is at least and opens the door for that possibility.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing a Flamin' Hot flavor as well, but apparently just the hot part. It doesn't taste like Doritos or Cheetos.
Gotcha.
The new flavors are also being offered as meat sticks, which are their version of Slim Jims.
Right, exactly.
Frito-Lay claims fans have become loyal to their, quote, iconic flavors, so they're looking for ways to offer them in a new form.
This one's not so bad.
Yeah.
This one's not so bad. I could totally see this. By the way, Jack Link's, pride of Minong, Wisconsin.
Yes.
I had to get that in there because they're a big Wisconsin company.
They are. I don't think a lot of people realize that.
No.
That Jack Link's is a Wisconsin company.
That's correct. Wow. Up near where I grew up, actually, up in that area in the northern part of Wisconsin. So, but other than that, actually, I could see that. I was just thinking about what would that taste like. And I think beef jerky in general is a good vehicle for flavors.
Yes.
And I think the chip flavors would actually work pretty good on that.
I there's a couple of things I picked up being here in Wisconsin. Beef jerky is one of the bigger ones.
Yes.
I love beef jerky. It's fantastic. and I've tried all different kinds of I seem to like teriyaki for some reason.
It's very good. Yes.
So the one that I always come back to, it seems. But I'll try all different kinds, and I will definitely try these.
I would, yep.
Would you try, though, the nacho or the Cool Ranch? Because, like, Cool Ranch Doritos, that's the one I've always gone to.
Me
like
too,
90% of the audience.
Me too, yeah.
And I can't tell you the last time I had a Dorito. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
But if I was grabbing a bag right, I get a hunger for them, or later this afternoon, now that I've been talking about it, and it's in my head.
It's your head, and all of a sudden, I should have some Doritos, yeah.
I almost guarantee you that will happen, by the way. It'll be Cool Ranch. That'll be what I grab. But I don't mind the nacho ones.
No, not at all.
I kind of feel like, for some reason, the nacho would make a better beef jerky.
Yeah, with the cheese flavor, I think that would work well.
It feels like it.
But I'm with you, though. I'm trying to imagine what the Cool Ranch would
taste
like.
I want to try it. I want to try it at least.
So get some Jack Link's after we're done here. Get a bag of Doritos and eat them at the same time and see what happens. Yes.
Oh, there you go.
So the corn flavor of the chip might interact a little differently. But still,
probably.
You get an idea of what it would taste like, right?
Yeah. Especially if they're not going to make it themselves. Like, just make it yourself.
There you
go. Just go ahead and build it yourself. I remember at when I worked at KFC for a little while. It's the only fast food job I ever worked. Mm-hmm. I have such respect for fast food workers and all that. I love
job.
Cooking. I can't cook on speed. I can't cook fast like they do and mm-hmm. everything. There was a person who came in and ordered a bunch of things, and they told us they were putting their own sandwich together with it. And
wow,
I thought
that's
it was really cool.
Cool.
I thought that. I mean, that was a long time ago too.
That's where they got their idea for their famous bowls.
It was late 90s. When that happens.
I'll bet
so.
You it is, yeah.
We will take a break. When we come back, furry friends, we've got Pet of the Week coming up.
We do.
Looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. And, of course, we're going to talk with Mary Bell about this great blood drive she put together as a part mm-hmm. of the Boy Scouts. That is going to be so much fun right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.